You might like to turn in your Bible, if you would please, to the Gospel of Matthew and chapter 11. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11. Perhaps we can look to the Lord in a word of prayer. And our God and Father, with heads and hearts bowed in your presence, that we would have a holy and healthy and happy relationship, a realization of your wonderful person. God, thank you very much for doing and being all that you are. And God, Spirit of God, honor always, as you must, thy word, the saving grace of our Lord, that, Father, you could be honored and that you would be pleased. And our Father, we thank you. In Christ's name, amen. In our study of the Gospel of John, in the upper room, and reminding ourselves, our Lord is making it a very simple, very easy for the 11 disciples that are there. He's making it very easy for them to understand God's wonderful person in a way that they have been there for 3 1/3 years, but they need to understand. Now, they aren't going to get it yet, but he's making it so emphatic, so clear, that they can't miss it, even though they have it. So you have to start somewhere. You have to have something to start with. You have to believe in order that you can be believing. Therefore, here in Matthew chapter 11, our Lord makes a statement that we want to pick up, if we can, chapter 11 and in verse 26. Even so, Father, so it seemed good in thy sight to reveal it unto babes, not unto the wise. Verse 27. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. God, we can't know you without our Lord. We can't do it. There's no way to get to you, no way to understand you at all. Therefore, the verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's why we've got to go to you. That's why, verse 29, we've got to take my yoke upon you and learn of me. That's why we've got to come to you, God. There's no way to get to your awesome person except through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. One other place, if we can, over to 1 John, the first epistle of John, chapter 2. And in the first epistle of John, chapter 2, John tells us in the closing days of before the turn of the century, he tells us and reminds us, 1 John 2 and verse 22. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. The Father and the Son. Verse 23. Whoso denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father, but he that acknowledgeth the Son doth have the Father also. You can't have the Father without the Son. You can't do it. It just isn't going to work. Now, in the light of that, what do we know? Well, you have made it very clear. The Lord's going out to be crucified in a matter of hours in the Gospel of John, chapter 13, etc. Now, so in a very few hours, he's going to be crucified. Now, so therefore, God, you make yourself wonderfully, wonderfully real to us. And you're God, infinitely, marvelously, invisibly God. Invisible because you're different, not distant, not distant, different. It's a whole nother realm, a whole spiritual realm that we, in our earthly existence, we just can't contact. It'd be like a radio thing. You have AM, but if you don't have FM, you can turn AM up and down the whole frequency spectrum. But you won't get FM. You have to have it tuned to FM. We're earthbound. So all we do is earthbound. No matter how we want to talk about anything else, heaven, hell, whatever you want to talk about, we're earthbound. Now, over if you would please, in the light of that. Now remember now, our Lord has made it very clear that he is his name shall be called Jesus. He is the Savior. Isaiah tells us, 43, etc., etc. He tells us he's the only God and the only Savior. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. He's the Savior. Emmanuel, you're going to call his name God with us. God, the only God and the only Savior. And he is the Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah, no question. He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, no question. So you've said it over and over in all different kinds of ways about who you are and what you are about to do. Over to John, the Gospel of John, and chapter 14. John in chapter 14. Now, remember we shared together in our study of this particular section, John 14, 1 through 9. And we've shared it. So just going to remind you now, our Lord Jesus Christ is telling them, I am the way, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And they, God, he said, answering Thomas, answering Philip, God answering the 11, I am God standing in front of you. I have tried to tell you that for 3 1/3 years, that I am God standing in front of you in flesh and blood. I made you in my image and likeness. Now hang on to that. Now, in the process, you were born in Bethlehem of Judea. Born in Bethlehem of Judea. You are without sin. You have verified and vindicated and proven that you are the right one, the righteous one. And you, being sinless, you can be the Savior, the perfect substitute, the one who can satisfy God the Father in all of his holiness. You can do that. You are the sinless Son of God. You can take our place on Calvary's cross. Don't have to do anything. Just stand there. You don't have to do any miracles. You don't have to do anything. You are the one to go to the cross. Part one. But there's the second part. And that part you demonstrated in the 30 years and then 3 1/3 years. You demonstrated your wonderful person, and we shared together in the process that you would go, as we shared in Hebrews chapter 2 with that, that you were crowned with glory and honor, and that you were going to go and perfect all that God had in mind for a human being, made in your image and likeness. What did you have in mind? How could it ever happen? Sin came along and lost it, and here we are on planet Earth. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the perfect Savior, is going to make possible by His wonderful saving grace. He's going to go and finish, and as perfect man, He's going to go crowned with glory and honor. He's going to go and by His obedience, by His perfect obedience. Go with me over to Hebrews and chapter 5. Hebrews and chapter 5. And you would recall, Jesus Christ, His assignment was to produce perfection. He wants to go. We shared it last time. Our Lord said it when He spoke to all the people on the Beatitudes and that. He spoke to them and told them, if you want me to be king, I want you to know that all of you will have to be perfect. Chapter 5. You want to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. That's the requirement. If you want me king, you'll have to be perfect. But we aren't perfect. No, we aren't. And that's why it didn't go anywhere. Matthew 5, 6, and 7 isn't going to go anywhere because Christ has to be crucified. It'll never work. Christ has to die. Therefore, dying, we got that part. He can die at any, he's ready. But he needs to perfect as perfect man in all of the years of his life, 33 years. He needs to go and perfect man so that, as we shared last time in John 8, don't have to turn there, that he did always those things that please him, please the Father, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He was the perfect man. He was to demonstrate God created man, not like angels, nothing else like them, humans, to be able to demonstrate in a visual, physical way the invisible, infinite God by humans, made in His image and likeness, so that when God looked in His infiniteness, He would be able to point and see the humans and the angels in the spiritual world, so will we be then, in the spiritual world. The angels can see and be educated as the humans about God's wonderful person, because see them, it's God in them, humans. Now, how could that ever be? Christ paid the price, will pay the price for sin. He will also make possible the fulfillment of God's plan. And the Lord Jesus Christ is perfect man. Hebrews chapter 5. Though he were a son, verse 8, yet he learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Now, so God, what are you going to do? I'm going to be obedient in the 1,000,000,000%, all the way to the cross. That's why I came, and to be obedient, to perfect, to make perfect is the word, to complete, to finish, to bring to the required end, of what it's all about. God, you created humans to be able to honor you and reflect you and relate to you in a unique way. And in doing that, doing that wonderful thing, in relating, God, you made it possible by way of our Lord Jesus Christ and his death on the cross, because he perfected. He made, so when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, he saves us. And he gives us his life. The life that you now live in the flesh, you live by the faith of the Son of God who loved you and gave himself for you. Christ, who is your life, to make possible in his saving grace, God, you made it possible because you perfected man. Every day, all of your existence physically on planet Earth, and you made it possible so that we could honor you in the way you intended. That's right. In the person of Jesus Christ. So that in your grace, the church, the body of believers, very special, a new creation, Jew, Gentile, and the church. A creation for what? To be able to demonstrate and to make visual forever by way of humans, by way of the Son of Man, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, by way of him and the humans, to demonstrate and put visually, to exhibit, to put on display God's wonderful person, the invisible God. Wow. How? By way of lowly humans from the dust of the ground. Ah. Now, and you do that, and you perfected it. That's right. And you're going to say, if you followed it through, you're going to say, you're going to go to the cross, you perfected, Hebrews 9, etc. You're going to perfect, over chapter 9, you're right next door. And chapter 9, picking up, if I can, in verse 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, to purge your conscience from dead works, to serve the living God. God, you made it possible for us to honor you as you intended, as a special people, to be able to enjoy a unique relationship to who you are. And you made that possible. So when we receive you as our Savior in this age of grace, we have a relationship to you that you are going to exhibit. Not only you're the Savior, but you're the life. And your life that you lived for 33 years on planet Earth to demonstrate perfection. My Father perfected, my Father's perfect, Christ is perfect. Perfection. It's required. Perfect. Finished. And therefore, when we go to the cross, what are you going to say? Perfect. Or are you going to translate it? Finished. It is finished to make possible the impossible. Now, that's the whole plan. Now, in the process, if you would, in the God making and doing what he does in a most awesome way. And therefore, his glorious plan that God would be everything in every way, that God would make known that what? That in the process, I won't even take time for that. God, you're going to go, in 1 Corinthians 15, you're going to what? The Lord, what are you going to do? I'm going to make it so that God, 1 Corinthians 15:28. God, you are all, in all, for all. It's all about you, God. You're the only God, the only creator, the only Savior, and all of forever is about you. Now, having said that little bit, in John chapter 14, and in John chapter 14, may I pick up, please? I'm going to read it, hit the target, I hope. Philip, remember Thomas? Thomas is doing his thing. And now Philip is, he's there. And we shared together why last time. Philip understood that he could take five loaves and two fishes and go and make thousands and thousands and thousands of them. And the baskets are full. And Philip, you saw that. It did. Now God in the room, all closed in, the 11 of them, all closed in. And Philip says, hey, show us the Father. Do a miracle. Do what Moses saw the glory of God. Do something wonderful for us. You can do it, God. You can do it to the Lord. You can do it. Show us the Father. You just show us. And he believed. Put it on exhibit. Now, verse 8, Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. It's enough. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you, yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? How can you say, Philip, how can you be with me all this time and say, where's the Father? I am the Father. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the one that I bring you to the Father. I am the Father. Verse 10. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. The works that I am speaking, the proof of my union. I and my Father are one. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. If all that I'm telling you, chapter 14, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, read all those words again, my Father's telling you these words. And if my Father's telling you these words, I'm not telling you them, my Father is. Now, if my Father's telling you these words that you're listening to, then pay attention to his works. If you're listening to my Father, then pay attention to his credentials, the proof. Now, and in the process, proof that the Father does the words and through him, the works. And again, the Father dwelleth with me, a distinct, he doeth the works of the Father. So the words are not, I should say another way, the words originate. The source of my words are the Father, is the Father. He's the source of my words. Now, so the Father's words, so his works. Now, and thus, verse 11, believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. You want to give me credit. Give me credit. Believe me. You believe. Think of 1 John 5, 10, 9. We believe what people say. Newspapers, television, all kinds of things. People tell us things. We're believing them. Then don't insult God when he tells you something. If you believe humans, why wouldn't you believe when my Father says something? Therefore, believe me, a command, that I am, present tense, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Give me credit. Did you see all the works? Did you see all I did? How could you not, you know all this. Give me, respect me, understand, and honor me because of the reason of my works. My words and my works. They're proof, evidence. Wonderful, wonderful proof. Now, and I read that fast. and you can read, you have to absorb it. But I'm going to go and give it a little different now. All of that. I'm just going to back up and push it forward again with a whole lot of ligament and muscle and stuff behind it. Now, over if you would please, and our Lord, the Lord, the people, did the people recognize, not the 11, did the general populace recognize the works? That's what I want to know. That's what I want to know, the work. You guys, we were Jews living in that day. We all saw the works. That's right. Now, over to John, Gospel of John, and chapter 3. And in John chapter 3, may I pick up, please, in thought. And you will note Nicodemus. Nicodemus is a Pharisee, and he's a seeker. Chapter 3. And in verse 2, the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, teacher, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. There's no way any person could do anything. They have to have God with them. Nicodemus, you understand that, Nicodemus? I do. Over to John chapter 6. Nicodemus isn't saved yet, but he will be. John chapter 6. And in John chapter 6, you would recall, if I may, picking up a thought in verse 27. Labor not for the meat, for the food which perishes, but for that meat or food which endureth forever, ever unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. He's the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm it. He's telling you, the Jews, you got to believe me. You got to believe. I'm the one. I'm the whole package. God and his awesome wonderfulness. Now, verse 28. After he said that to them, then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work, that's our little word, work, work, work. My Father works. What shall we do that we might work the works of God? Now, they wanted to know that. They watched Jesus Christ do the works of God. No question. No question. Except God be with him. There's no way to God. Verse 29, Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work, singular, of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. I want you to understand the work. What is the work? You want to do the work of God? Believe. What are you saying in John 14 and that? Believe me. I told you to believe me. How are you going to understand any of this if you don't believe me? I am who I am. And that makes all the difference. I'm really, really me. As it were. Now, and they said, therefore, unto him, what sign showest thou then that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Work? Show us a sign. What do you do? Do something to show us. Do another work to show us. Wow. So you aren't even saved. No, we aren't. But boy, do we recognize the works, that they're of God. There's no question. And we would like to be able to do them too. But he hasn't told us how, except he told us that we needed to believe. Now, over to John chapter 10. And in John chapter 10, picking up, if I may, and John 10, verse 31. I'm going to read verse 30 because you need that little context reminder. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered and them, many good works, there's your word, have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? Which work are you stoning me for? Verse 33, The Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being just like us, a man, you make yourself God." Do they understand? These are unsaved Jews. Do you understand? You're telling us you're God, and we don't believe you're God. We believe your works. We believe God does them, but you can't be God. We just read it in 1 John. The spirit of Antichrist is you don't believe he's the Father and the Son in one. You don't believe, that's the spirit of Antichrist. You don't believe that Jesus is God. That's the issue. God. You don't believe that? No. No. Now, if I can. If I can. Now, not works. So here's all the works. So the people, they knew. So now, I'm just looking at the general populace, not the 11. Now, over, if you would please, to John chapter 3. What else do we know? John chapter 3, and picking up, if I can, light of the context, verse 19. For this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds, there's the word works, only it's translated deeds, their deeds or their works were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds or work should be reproved. So we love darkness, and we stay in darkness because our works don't show God. What we do doesn't show God. What the Lord does showed God. We want to be able to show God, but we can't show God because we love darkness. Over to chapter 8. John chapter 8. And may I pick up the thought again? John chapter 8. If I can, verse 41. You do the deeds, the works, there's your word, of your father. Then said they to him, "We be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God." If God were your Father, you'd certainly know that. But you do the deeds of your Father. Sliding down, Jesus said, verse 32, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth, and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? You are of your father the devil. The lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, but he is a liar, and the father of it." Verse 45, "And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? If I say the truth, why do you not believe me?" Verse 47, "He that is of God heareth God's word. Ye therefore hear them not, because you are not of God." You're not of God. No, not at all. Not of God. Now, so here they are. They want to be able to do God's work. Their work is of the devil. It's out of darkness. Their whole world, their religion, their rituals, their existence, Pharisees, Sadducees, Essenes, general populace, darkness. That's all. Wow. We'd like to be able to do the work like you do. We can't produce those, ever, never. Now, having said that a little bit, therefore now, understand the general populace, they understood works. And they understood their own works that they couldn't produce out of darkness, that which requires light. Now, over, if you would please, to John and chapter 5. John and chapter 5. And may I pick up the thought? John chapter 5, verse 17. But Jesus answered them. Now remember now, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we got the general populace about works. And we got that, and we got where they're coming from and why. Now the Lord Jesus, you don't have to turn there, John 14, 9, 10, 11. My work, my Father's works. My Father gives the words, and He's the source of the words. Therefore, you ought to see the works. Now, verse 17. But Jesus answered them, my Father worketh, and hitherto I work. This is the time. Therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. They always knew this. They always knew that. How come you 11 don't know that? Verse 19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, most assuredly, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. In other words, everything I do because of the Father. I represent God the Father in a perfect way. Now, if you and I had perfect parents, no one has perfect parents. If you had perfect parents, you would be walking around and you'd want to demonstrate what? Who your parents were, wouldn't you? I'll do it another way, because that didn't come out too good for you. Do it another way. If you were a very, 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 very Bill Gates son, and you were going to go in, and the lady in McDonald's said, it's going to cost you an extra dollar. And to get this, because you have to pay an extra dollar. And now, as Bill Gates' son, would you want to represent Bill Gates properly and pull out $10 just to show her? You're Bill Gates' son. Jesus Christ is God's son. We become sons. To represent whom? Not any father. The Father. And that's why it's all about God. Because we represent God. We're his children. We're sons. You mean I have to live my whole life like you? That's right. That's what I made possible. I was obedient. I perfected. I made it possible so that you could be perfect like my Father because of me. Now, and therefore, verse 30, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. My judgment is just because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. Verse 31, if I bear record witness of myself, my witness is not true. It isn't about your humanity, it's his deity. It isn't about Jesus Christ, it's about the Father of Jesus Christ. If I tell me about me, I'm not telling you the truth. How can I tell the truth about God if I don't tell the truth about a man? A man is made to tell the truth about God. Tell the truth. God, you're God. In totality. That's right. Now, having said that, that little bit, sliding over if you would. Well, while you're here, chapter 5. Picking up, if I can, verse 36. But I have a greater witness than that of John, said the Lord, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me, that the Father has sent me. As it works. I'm trying to tell you. And and you have not his word abiding in you, you didn't receive. I told you the words are his words, but you don't believe them. You have not his word abiding in you, for whom he has sent, him ye believe not. You don't believe. You should believe. You don't believe. If you believe, you'd have his words. And if you have his words, you know. You'd know his words. You certainly would know his works. Now, so having said that a little bit, and keeping that in mind, over to John chapter 15. Jumping ahead in part. John chapter 15, picking up, if I may, in verse 24. I'll read verse 23. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not sinned. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. They have seen and hated me. When they hated me, they hated my Father. I and my Father are one. And God, I've been trying to tell you, all the way down, the evidence is overwhelming. That's right. I've been trying to, it's all over the place. And you guys, even the unsaved, but here's the disciples are hung up because they're caught up into, they're so close to the Lord, they're so close, they're missing it. They're missing out and not understanding him in an awesome way. Therefore, God, in your wonderful grace, to believe that I am he, to be fully persuaded. That's right, fully persuaded. Now, over if you would please, in closing. Over to Hebrews. And you will note, God, you've said it all the ways. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I told you, the words that I tell you, they're his words, they're his works. I and my Father are one. You don't have to go anywhere else. You have everything that is to be ever, forever, to have forever in front of you. The Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal God, producing eternal life, making possible the uncreated life of God in the heart of a human, to be able to live that life, to be able to live it, to live it. Do you have to believe me, said God? You got to believe. When you believe me, remember John 14, when you have to turn there, John 14, verse 1. You believe in God, remember? And the second part, believe in me. You recognize God. Recognize me. I'm God. I'm trying to help you, he said. Now, so, God, you said it. I am. What did you tell Moses? To tell the people, I am that I am. That's right. What did you tell over again? I am the bread of life. I am the water of life. I am the light of the world. I am, I am, I am, I am. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Impossible means impossible. To please him. The Lord Jesus Christ did everything to please him from morning, noon, and night. Now, God, how am I going to please you? By letting you live your life in our little heart. That's right. That's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. I want you to enjoy my life. Oh, God, what kind of power How am I going to show this extraordinary life? Lord, did you not tell us that the hairs of our head were what? Numbered. I know every hair on your head. A little sparrow doesn't fall to the ground anywhere in forever that I don't know that. Am I involved? Absolutely. Well, we aren't. Here's one thing, and little sparrows are another. But then, God, you told us that whether we eat or whether we drink or whatever we do, we're to do it all what? To your glory and honor. And the ordinary existence, perfect, your relationship to me in eating and drinking, washing the floor, doing the dishes, doing homework, whatever you do, do it in relationship to me. You're my son. I'm the father. And therefore, verse 6, without faith it's impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe. Then what? He is. I am. And that he is a rewarder, a payer in full of them that diligently seek him out, search him out. Is God, if you seek me, I am. And I am here. And besides, not only am I here, right here, now, right here, I want you to know that I am going to go. I'm a payer in full. You can't seek me without finding me. And I make it pay off. You can't seek me with all your heart without finding me. And I pay. I pay big dividends. I pay like nobody else does. How do you pay? You'll know who I am. You'll know who I am. That's the highest Moses. Wow. Our Father and God, we look to you to deal with us according to your word. God, thank you very, 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 very much. God, Spirit of God, I thank you. Honor you. Thank you. So we're looking to you. Deal with us. Help us. God, it's an awesome, awesome, simple, simple, simple. And at once, profound. Awesome isn't even a good word. Thank you very, very much. In Christ's name, amen.